Tonight's shir, Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalad, and Mem Hey. Sif Mem Beis. Hamoitze Tfilin b'Shabbes b'Bizoyin, b'Mokum she'ein mishtamim. If a person finds Tfilin on Shabbos, outside, it's a disgrace to see them outside on the floor. They're not protected. Emesh sakono. If it's at a time when it's dangerous to wear tefillin, shegoz v'shlo niach tefillin, the government decreed a ban on wearing tefillin, mechason v'holichlo, he should just cover them to give them some protection and leave. Maybe come back after Shabbos and sneak them away. The main sakana, but if there's no danger, no ban on wearing tefillin, emyesh behem ritzuos, if the tefillin have straps as well, not just the bottom, shebekach nik or shem tefillin, it's very clear with the straps that these are tefillin, for though kameis and not some kind of amulet, vein kashuros sheyochel aloshen, and the straps are tied on properly, so he can actually wear them. The halach is machnis and zug zug derech levish, he should put them on. Put them on pair by pair, dress himself in the tefillin, shayal shalgosh, ad shechnisim kulam, and he'll bring them all in that way. Basically, he puts on a pair of tefillin, he comes into town, takes them off the protected place, goes back outside to the field, puts on the next pair, brings them back, and on until they're all brought in.
Can't put on two pair at once?
Nope. Vimhoyu rabim, if there's so many tefillin, shloyaspik lelov shel nachnis and zugzug, there's no way for him to put them on and bring them in pair by pair. Yachshich aleim analayla vivim, then they'll stay there. Stay there with them until Shabbos is over, then carry them home, bring them into the city at night. If he's afraid to stay there when it gets dark because of bandits, then the only etzah is to pick up the bag of tefillin and move them in increments less than 4 amas. Or an alternative is hand them to another person, and that person to another, until you reach the outermost yard of the city and leave them there where they will be protected. If it's a time of sakana, shagazu shlohaniach, there's a ban on wearing tefillin. Vehu yareh, he's afraid. Gamkin lo lichan biyado, even to carry them in his hands. Pachas pachas l'amas, less than 4 amas. Ukh dekamei, as we describe later in this if. Dechishiyagishu boy, because if they realize he's carrying tefillin, osi de sakana, that itself would be dangerous. So he has no eitzah, he just covers them and leaves them covered until after Shabbos. If kan kufn vav, shem tefillin v'lo kamein. If they have straps, that's an indication that these are in fact tefillin, not amulets. The e ain't behem ritzus. If they don't have straps, Amina will say d'shema kamein hein. Maybe they are in fact an amulet. The tarch adam lifamim lasos kamei kein tefillin. Sometimes people strive to make amulets in the shape of tefillin. V'naf kamina. And it makes a difference. That if it's in fact a kameya, he does not have to watch over them. He doesn't have to wait there until Shabbos is over. If you look at Simon Yudav, Magnavam writes, in our days, it's very uncommon to make amulets in the shape of film. Therefore, even those batim that don't have ritzuos without straps, he should at least watch them and stay until after Shabbos. He can't assume it's a kameya because people don't make kameyas like that anymore.
Excuse me. Do kameyas have the Shem Hashem in it?
So he asked a question in the notes that what about the fact that there may be Shem HaKadoshim in the kameya? So he brings the Moshe wrote the tshuva that leaving them by themselves is only gram mechika, it's not osim b'diraisa, and acham not matriachim to stay there if it's not kisvei kodesh. If it's just shemais as opposed to kisvei kodesh, it doesn't have the same severity. Sivkan kufnun zayin v'hei kashuros. If there are straps with the tefillin batim and the straps are tied on, let's allow me to say, sheberoi sheish kesha shalrosh. For the tefillin shalrosh, for the head, there's a knot there for the head. V'chein b'shal yad, and for the tefillin of the hand, y'kesher shal yad, mesukin k'ra'u, the female so. There's a knot, and it's tied on to the tefillin, according to his size. For the gold of the earth, it's not too big. She'yachal love, so he can wear it. So then he puts them on and wears them. V'm'einon k'shuos, but if the straps are not tied with the batim, ubeshabbos halu asur lasos kesh, and Shabbos he cannot make a knot. Imkein lo yuchal achnis and derech levishas uzuk. So there's no way for him to wear them and bring them into the city one by pair by pair. Tzarech lahamtin ad shetechshach. He has no choice but to wait there until it's dark, levi, and bring them after Shabbos. Sharetzin kuf tzadivov says, what if I make a bow? He can't make a knot. Can't make a knot on Shabbos. The gamani even yuchal asur. He can't make a bow either. Even though we hold that a bow is not a kesher for Hichel Shabbos, nonetheless, when it comes to tefillin, many poskim hold a niva is possible, even if it's made in the shape of the kesher of Dal v'yud, umemela, that it's a masui if he does a shloka mitzvah. So a bow is not a problem of Hichel Shabbos, but it's a problem for the tefillin. Sivkan kuflun ches, zug zug, so if you can... If he can wear them, he puts them on pair by pair and brings them into the city. What's something to say? Tefillin echad shel yad al hayad v'chein echad shel rosh al rosh. One on the arm, one on the head. Machnis ad makom hamishtamer. He brings them until he gets to a protected location, v'chaz, and takes it off. V'ach achoizu machnis ba'ofen zezug acher. Then he goes back and takes another pair and brings it in the same way. V'af tekayim lo'n Shabbos lavs ma'an tefillin, who even though he paskin the halacha, Shabbos is not a time to wear tefillin. But if he wears it the way he would on a weekday, it's not considered a burden, it's considered an adornment. And it's not like he's over the Issa of Baal Toysef by wearing tefillin Shabbos, because he doesn't have any intent to fulfill the mitzvah when he puts them on. Magnavam writes, the Isha HaMotzeis tefillin, a woman who finds tefillin on Shabbos, asuro lahachnisim b'Shabbos af derech malvish. It's forbidden for her to put them on and dress herself in them to bring them in from the outside on Shabbos. The kevan de ena regila nicham b'chol, since it's not common for her to wear it on a weekday. Havila masu legabai, for her it is a burden. It's carrying. V'yesh ma'achronim cholken olav. There are achronim who argue with this magen avam. V'sfilu they hold. The kivan the medina de gemara ein aleim iser b'zeh. Since as the halacha of the gemara, there is no iser for a woman to wear tefillin. Rak lechatchila ein achon hanichum. Just lechatchila, it's not proper for them to wear. Lo mikri masu legabo. We don't consider it a burden. Va'ayim b'shar melech perik yutes micho Shabbos. If you look at shar melech, shemotze b'shito ksav yad arayvid v'harashbo cholkim b'zeh. He found in a gillion of handwritten notes that the Ravid and Rashba disagree on this point. Od Kosim Magen Avraham Shitaso, the Magen Avraham writes further, according to his view, Dem Yatsi Isha B'Talas Mitzu Yetzis, that if a woman went out on Shabbos, she goes outside on Shabbos wearing a properly prepared talus with tzitzis, Hainu Talas Shal Mitzvah, meaning a talus for a mitzvah, Shein Regiyin Lelavsha, women don't usually wear that. Kiyin L'Shein Mitzvah Vad, this talus is just used for the mitzvah, not for anything else. Chayeves chatas, she's over this at the rice of Karen. The kiva de nisha regil lech batas, because essence women do not go out with such a talus, having maskim for her, it's a masui. It's a pella, because I would have thought it made sense to Rabbanu, because it is derech malbush. Yeah. He's saying even derech malbush is nisha de rice for her. The gam bezeh yesh chol kumalav, here also there are those who argue on this magen avram as well. Sifkatan kufnun tes, shelo yaspik. If he sees the amount is too much for him to bring in by wearing them, so the options are waiting there till after Shabbos and bring them after Shabbos. If he can't wait, then he could carry them in increments of less than dollar amis, or hand them to one person, hand them to the next person, hand the next person until it gets into the outermost chatzim. Sifkan kufna tesh liyaspik. Hainu, karen should be be'oid yoim belav hocha liyaspik ha'es lahavikulon. Since during the daytime hours, there's not enough time to bring them all in. Lo yilbush klal, he doesn't put them on at all. El yamtin shun ad halayi, just waste them until nighttime. For yishmerim, he'll guard over them. For yivim, and after Shabbos, he'll bring them in. So the notes on the side discuss what about this muksa when it comes to moving tefillin, and we'll see later on. Some halachos achronim, is tefillin considered klishamachta is or not? B'shas hadachak we're mekel. So in this situation, when the tefillin are bizoyin, he can carry the tefillin, and we're not worried about muksa at that point. Se'if mem gimel, hamoitze sefer Torah besoda. Someone finds a sefer Torah discarded in a field on Shabbos. Im eino shas sakona, if it's not a time of sakona, Yoishev umashamro, he sits there and watches it. Umach shechalov and waits till after Shabbos. Lashon Haram, the Ram says, ubasakon, if it's a sakon, menichov ha'urchel, then he has to leave it and go. Maybe he should cover it first. He can't stay. Vimhayu gishamim yordim, let's say he's ready to sit there and stay till after Shabbos, and then it starts to rain. Now you have a problem. If it's going to rain on the Tzevet Torah, it'll ruin the Tzevet Torah. Misatev ba'or. He wraps himself in the leather of the Sefer Torah. V'choyz u'machase oso, and then he puts his coat over that. V'nichnas bo, and he goes into the city. This halacha is brought in the Rambam. Magen Mishnah says it's Tosefta, it's a Tosefta in Erevin. The Tosefta in Erevin brings this scenario. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sefkan kufsam u'kishomim yoredim, the rain is coming down, she'tiskak la'sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah will get ruined if you leave it. So in that case, it's mutter to wrap himself in the Sefer Torah. Then he covers the Sefer Torah with his clothing over that, and then he comes into the city. That is the covered of the Sefer Torah. So it shouldn't get ruined by the rain. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's pashut, that if he cannot stay there until nighttime, then he brings it pachas pachas medal and amis, or he gives it to his chaver and his chaver to his chaver, the same as tefillin. It's no different. Mechaber doesn't explain it, but Aruch HaShulchan says it's identical to the previous halacha. If he cannot sit there and wait with it, then the first etza is to go pachas pachas to us, or give chaver to chavero. And then he goes on to say a chiddush. If you have the choice of pachas pachas dal amis, or giving it to chaver to chavero, it's better, he says, to go pachas pachas dal amis. Because they hand it to someone else, that's a bizoyan. It's a bizoyan to keep passing off a Sefer Torah. You pick up the Sefer Torah, you hold the Sefer Torah. So you walk in small increments. That's better than handing it chaver to chavero. And then the Aruch HaShulchan says, for who I did mezuzos, this halach is not limited to Sefer Torah. It's the same as true with mezuzos and other svarim, afilu nitfasim, even printed svarim, even books that you see. The same halacha. You can bring them pachas pachas, it shouldn't be bizoyin. You can go chaver to chavero. So writes the Aruch HaShulchan. Se'if mem dalet. Habo lahatzel kelov mepnei hadaleka. If a person wants to save his clothing because there's a fire in his home, lo'ivish kol mashu yochel lilbosh, dress in whatever you can put on, layers upon layers, ve'oitiv kol mashu yochel atof, wrap yourself whatever you can wrap in, u'posh it, you get outside, take it off, v'choyza go back in the house, v'loivish put on more clothes, v'loivish bring them out. No Mishnah Berurah. There is a ber locha, lo'ivish kol mashu yochel lilbosh, wear whatever you can, the cave of the derech malbush ushoy, since you're wearing it in the way that it's meant to be worn, it is mutter. We had the locha before. You can wear multiple layers of clothing. Seif mem hei. Mishanishru kelev v'mayim. If a person's clothing got drenched with water, hoylich behem, he can keep walking in them. Ve'enachoyish Hashem yavod lidei sechita. We're not afraid he will squeeze them out. V'lo yishtochem l'nagvam. He should not hang them out to dry. V'neimar sa'ayim. Because it doesn't look right. Shliach sheduhu shekibs m'shalas. People will think and suspect that he washed them on Shabbos. Even in the innermost chamber, Shein Shom Ro'im, where no one can see, it's still Asur. Once there's a Maras Ayin Halacha, it applies even B'cheder Chadon. For though Asur Er L'Shotchon B'Shabbos, the Isser is to hang it to dry on Shabbos. Avim Shotach may Erev Shabbos Kelim HaMechubosim. But if Erev Shabbos he hangs to dry clothing that had been washed beforehand, Ein Ochayev L'Salkon B'Shabbos, there's no need to remove them from the line before Shabbos, that no one should see them on the line and say, oh, he did laundry. The Yisr is hanging them to dry on the line. The fact that they are on the line is not the problem. Mishnah Berurah Sefkan Kuf Samachal B'mayim, his clothing got drenched in water, Beinayadig Megashom, whether it was rainfall, Oshanafel Banar, we slipped into the river, V'neslach Lo Kelov, and his clothing got filthy and wet. Sefkan Kuf Samach Beis, Ha'ilich B'mechul, he can walk in the wet clothes. So also the Odom Habagodim Shalovish Oson, Chazal did not aser the person to wear his wet clothing. The notes being even if his socks are wet and every time he steps he squeezes out, that's not a problem. Vafilum Nishu Kilavad, but even if his clothing got wet and he didn't, Hulov Shamit Chilum Ahab, and he could put on his wet clothes and wear them, Umestabele, but it makes sense. Dana davkim ein lo begod machem. This is only if he doesn't have other clothing. Sharatzion says because if he had other clothing, we're going to learn later on that clothes that are soaked should not be moved. It's a shtickle muksa on clothing that's soaked. But if he has nothing else to wear, so he can put them on. If he has other clothes, he shouldn't wear them. Sifkan kuf samach gimel v'lo yishtachem. He cannot hang them to dry. I am Magen Avraham shemetzadi lomar. Magen Avraham is inclined to say, the davka kishe nishra b'mayim. This is if they were soaked in water. If a little water got on his clothing, you can hang it to dry. There's no concern in that case. They suspect that he laundered his clothing because they're not really wet. It's a little bit. But many achronim hold. We don't make this distinction. And even if it's only a little bit wet, he cannot hang it to dry. Sifkan kuf samachdal va'afilu. Even in chedri chadorim, you don't hang it to dry. Ubegodim hamalap behentinoikis shakarin vindolin. The clothing that are used to wrap up little children, diapers, mutu l'shodchon beveso shiesnag, where they can be hung to dry in his house to dry off. Vafilu bechama bechatzar. Even in the sun in the yard, they came in the yeshalim gamsaras hakotan cause they're filthy. With the refuse of the child. These weren't laundered. He's just taking the dirty diaper and hanging the dirty diaper to dry. Vimkein muchach, it's clear, shlo kibson, that wasn't washed. It wasn't washed. V'lekin chashod, there's no suspicion. V'efshra filu ein aleim son, perhaps even if they're not dirty diapers, just they're wet. Imlo nishra kulon behame raglaim, if they're not totally drenched in urine, that kol yodin shederach etelik zashn, everyone knows the children urinate, so you can hang them up to dry. Just don't hang them to dry by an oven. Where it's Yatzal Edispo, as we'll see later on, because then you'll be over Nisra Bishul. Sivkan Kuf Samachay. Bechedri Chador. You can't even do it in your innermost chamber. Hatam, the reason is, Lo Chil Kacham B'Sakan Asan. The Chacham did not differentiate in their Takonis. Once they said it's Asr, it's Asr. Kasra Tois is a Rosh, both the Tois and the Rosh write, the Dafka B'Mokam Sheshchashi Chashduhu. Only when we're dealing with a suspicion that people will see and think he did a Torah Iser, Kagon Khan Bekibos, like in our case, when it was a question of laundering clothing, which is the Raisa, that's when we say you cannot do it even in an inner room. Masha Ein came with Darashu Isdrabonon, as opposed to something which the biggest suspicion will be in Isdrabonon. That which they think they're seeing at most is nizdor banon. Lo hichmiru le'asar b'zeh came for hesin. In such a case, we only ask him for hesin in public. Who would do zeh magen avam b'taz? This is called by magen avam. Taz and other chum. That's only if the derais who over cheder chadam. Nizdor banon. We don't worry about marasam cheder chadam. Sifkan kuf samich vav asur. Im cheder chadam, when no one sees, it's forbidden. Okay, therefore. Aluntis shemiviyu be'erev Shabbos kishuhulach mibeis hamerchatz, a towel that a person brings home from the bathhouse erev Shabbos and it's wet, yishtachenu l'nagva mivad yoyim, make sure to hang it to dry before Shabbos starts. V'lo yamten achashki, don't wait till after sunset. V'ayin l'kamam simin shidmen beis demuch achshom, if you look later in shemen beis, it's clear. Demutzarech lo l'mocha l'tzarech Shabbos, that if he'll need that towel tomorrow on Shabbos, Yeshla Hakel Shachmashmas will allow him to hang it to dry Benashmashas if he didn't do it before Shabbos started. Achshizahair, Shalo Yishchatan, he has to be very careful not to squeeze it out. Yes, the Chatchila, he's got to get it up on the line before Shabbos starts. But if he didn't and he needs it tomorrow, we let him hang it up Benashmash. Shatzin Reshwav says, Umikamokam Nachlizel Shachmashmas, but do it in private. Don't do this on the line that all the neighbors see. If you have to do it, Benesh Marsh, because you need it tomorrow, do it when no one sees. So, Sifkan Kuf Samech Zayin, Eino Chalasakan. If you have laundry on the line before Shabbos, you don't have to take it off before Shabbos starts. Afilu Heim Shtuchim Negin Om, even though it's hanging and everyone sees it. But Tom, the reason is, the Iker Hachashad, Eino Ela, Kesheshoitchim Shabbos. The Iker Hachashad, the suspicion is, if he spreads it and hangs it out on Shabbos. Then there is circumstantial evidence to suspect that he laundered them on Shabbos. Then kipsam esmol, had they been washed before Shabbos, he would have hung them to dry erev Shabbos. They're not going to assume that it got wet. Shena kol yodim zeh, that's not something that everyone knows about. So the ikar concern is only hanging it to dry. That's when we have the marasayin. But if they were hung before Shabbos, we let them stay there on Shabbos.